This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Welcome to Rooted and Robust Podcast.
Hello everyone, how are you guys doing? This is Rooted and Robust Podcast. My name is Ozioma Anyoji, and we are back again this week with another exciting, impactful, educative episode. You know how we do it on the show. I always have a guest on the show, a guest that will either inspire you, that will either inform, that will either educate or spoil you. You know, our conversations will either spoil you to cultivate the skills that you need to achieve your goals. We want to make sure that the information you get from this channel helps you take your goals, from just dreams to reality. That is what we are all about on this show. And today we want to look at how writing a book can lead to amazing opportunities. Remember last month we had amazing authors on the show. We interviewed a lot of authors and we celebrated their work. Today we want to look at how you can write a book and the opportunities that are available when you take that step in your career. Today I have Rahima on the show with me today. She is a writer, she's a consultant, and today we'll be looking at all of the opportunities that are available to you if you take the step of writing your own book. So welcome on the show, Rahima. Thank you so much for joining me on the show today.
Thank you so much.
You are a writer, you are a consultant, and you are a project manager. I mean, you do a whole lot of things. But let's get to meet you properly. So can you kindly introduce yourself to the house and everything you do with Impactful You Limited, and let's meet you properly.
So yeah, my name is Rahima Odushate, as my host already mentioned. Yeah, I studied civil engineering in the university.
Wow.
And went on to become chartered accountant. However, after working for 13 plus years in the oil and gas industry, I realized that, okay, this is not my sport. I was not satisfied, so I wanted something. And I wasn't happy. Well, the money was there, right? However, there was that non-fulfillment for me. So I had to make a decision to do what I love to do best, which were reading and writing. When I was in GSS2, my friend and I wrote a book. It was an adventure book. That was the first time I wrote a book. However, it wasn't published, right? However, it gave me that determination that I can write a book.
Yeah.
Because we read a lot of books in our teenagers and secondaries, you know, all those kind of books. And it gave ideas, brought a lot of ideas. So we wrote it. That was where my journey to writing started. Fast forward to secondary school, university, until I started working. When I had this feeling of not being fulfilled, I had to go back to my talent of writing and reading. So that eventually pushed me to resign, left my job and said, okay, I'm going to go solo. So since then, 2020, I published my first book on Amazon. Then the same year, that was May for the collection. Then in December 2022, I published a full novel called Taking for Granted. Wow. It's a novel, and yes, I published it on Amazon. So to this date, I have published three books. Then the third one was published 2021, last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a non-fiction book this time around. And it's all about how a beginner writer can write a fiction. So yeah, that's how my journey has been so far. As a coach, I decided to go that way, apart from writing my own book. When I took NLP, that's Neuro-Linguistic Programming, in 2017, that was another point in my life that everything changed for me. So it allowed me to really know this gift I've got, I need to use it. So I'm good at listening. I have a knack for seeing things that others won't see in a write-up. Like, I have eyes for detail. So, and this NLP brought out this net of teaching and coaching in me. So that's how I created my company that, okay, I'm going to be helping women, female consultants and coaches to write their authority books, because there are a lot of things a book can do for the author in his or her industry.
Wow. Now, let's even begin from your own journey as a writer. How has writing a book opened doors for you? What are the amazing opportunities that opened up for you simply because you wrote a book and published a book?
Okay, thank you very much. So the opportunities are numerous, right? And some will be immediate and some will be long term into the future, right?
Yeah.
So for my own, the immediate one was that I had interviews. Hmm. There was an interview I did with Guardian newspaper. I was interviewed on my book, especially the book, the novel I told you about. So we got talking and everything. Normally, if there's nothing like a book, I don't have a book, there won't be a basis for that interview, right?
Mm-hmm.
An opportunity again that came in was podcast. Just like I'm having an interview with you, I had a lot of people call me, okay, would you like me to interview you based on what you have done and so on. So that's another opportunity. And a whole lot, those podcasts, of course, went live, went online and everything. So from there, I'll definitely, if not now, there will be future opportunities to get. There another one, it was that I was invited by a growth lab, they call it a growth lab, to come and deliver a presentation for their students on the power of storytelling. So it's through the writing thing, my book, that they got to know me, because I have not seen the person before. He just contacted me that they will need my help here. Then, likewise, there have been a lot of reach out. Like this month alone, I got, I think, three calls. People know me through my book and the work I do. For example, someone called me, okay, to come and be a panel on this summit they are going to be doing this end of this month. And it has to do with creatives.
Mm-hmm.
What is creativity, all those things. So it's because of the work I do that I got that. I didn't apply or anything. So the second one is being a judge in a writing competition. I'm invited for that too this month. Then there's another one, another program. You know, I mentioned earlier that someone contacted me to give a presentation on power of storytelling. So the same set of people came again that I should do another presentation based on book writing for the younger ones, so mm-hmm. that I can take them through how to write a book. Mm-hmm. So these are some of the opportunities you get when you have your own book. So some of the people I've worked with, some of my colleagues, peers that I've worked with, say that they use their book as a way to open up for them. For example, when they go to the immigration, when they are traveling, you know how assholes, they will harass you sometimes, you know,
yeah,
all those questions. But when you hold your book, they told me that, like, they said, oh, you wrote this. So there's that, yeah, respect.
You're an authority.
So you're not put through all those stress. Mm. So I'm saying I'm going to try that anyway. So I've not tried it. So those are, yeah, some of those things that, yeah, the opportunities I've gotten. And I know more and more are coming on its way.
Okay. Now, the amazing thing is writing a book is one that positions one correctly. You are positioned, you become an authority,
yeah,
in whatever field that you wrote about and all of,
yeah,
that. You have also worked with other writers, and you also mentioned now some of the doors your own book opened for you. So I want to know, is it the same for the people that you worked with, or was it just you? Do they also testify, apart from immigration, do they also testify of these many other opportunities? I mean, the people you have worked with.
So, yes, there was a lady I've worked with.
Okay.
So she shared that part with me. She's earning passively from the money that comes from that book, right?
Mm.
And she has written another book. So there's this thing that when you write one, there's this effect that it has on. You write the next one. Yes, and this is something that is needed. She has done a presentation and in a school, and they asked her, okay, how can the kids have something that they refer to? So that's what she was going to write in that book. So she has not had that experience that I mentioned. However, there are my colleagues in the authorship and this industry and the publishing, they have had those things. So yes, it's possible. It's something that people can have when they have their book. So for example, there's another opportunity that people had is turning their book into online courses.
Okay.
So, or mastermind. So the example I have that is, I've worked with Arese Ogu. So I'm talking of peers now, right?
Yeah.
That have had those things and the opportunities they use their book to do. No, Arese Ogu, I don't know if you know her. So she's the author of The Smart Money Woman.
I know
Smart
her. I've read that book too.
Exactly. And you can see that she has turned it into a TV series on Netflix.
Yeah.
So, exactly. So those are the things. It's just one book that she's using to do that. Amazing stuff. And we've gained a lot from that. And another one, my coach, is another example. Edirin Edewo, she has written a lot of books. Mm-hmm. However, the one that brought her out mainly is the one you wrote, I think it was the second book, The A to Z of Ebook Publishing.
Yeah.
And that one has given her a whole lot of connections, opened up for her, everything. And she has experienced that part of holding your book when you're traveling. You understand? Yeah, it does happen. When you write your book, you have those kind of opportunities come to you. There was this particular one that Adrian shared, that she was waiting to board a flight, so she was reading a book, holding a book. Then an elderly man, I can't remember now whether I was at the waiting room or on the plane. Mm-hmm. Then he asked her, "Is your book? Did you write it?" She said, "Yes." Then he gave it to him to read. So he read, was like, "Wow." So she gave him a copy of her book. There's some, I don't know how many months or days later, you know, that he has written his own book. So you can see that influence an elderly man from reading the book she has written has encouraged and inspired him to write his own.
Mm.
So there's a whole lot that can happen when you write your book.
Yeah, a whole lot. A whole lot can happen when you write your book. Now, it's amazing that we are talking about all of the amazing opportunities that are available to authors. But I want us to quickly look at some of the challenges that authors go through trying to get ideas into books. I mean, you have written books, you have worked with authors. So what are the challenges that authors go through that some people who probably don't want to go through that route in trying to get there? But yeah, they know the amazing opportunities are there, but then these are some of the challenges that they are, some of the hurdles they need to cross to be able to get their books and enjoy these amazing opportunities. So what are some of these challenges and how can they overcome it?
Okay. Yeah, of course, there are a lot of obstacles. For example, the emotional one. Before you start writing, you're like doubting yourself. Can you even write that book? Who is going to read it even after reading it? You understand? But there are a whole lot of that you go through as a creative. It's normal to an extent if when you are starting something new, it's expected that the fear will come. So this is going to come up. So you are really ready to work on yourself to overcome that part. Then there's the other part that is the doing part. There was a time I was in a writing class. So a lady came up to me, you know, when you're connecting with people, writers and authors, and she told me, when we introduced one another, like, wow, you're a writer and this. So she now says she has an issue. I said, okay, what is it? She said, whenever she wants to write, she feels blank. When she told me that, so I didn't want to jump to conclusion, however. So I went ahead to ask her, how many books have you read this month? How often do you read? So she paused a little and she said, okay, let me tell you the truth. No, I don't read much. I said, that's the issue right there. You don't expect to be able to bring out something, to be able to produce something, when you don't put something in.
Yeah.
Reading and writing comes hand in hand. You cannot do one without the other. So that was what I told her. So you have to inculcate the habit of reading far and wide.
Yeah.
Or focusing on that genre of the book you want to write. You have to read about that thing. Let me take you back to when I talked to you about my story. The first book I wrote with my friend in junior secondary school, right?
Yeah.
How did the idea come to us, right? Because we read a lot of adventure books, the Famous Five, the Hardy Boys. Mm-hmm. You know, all those adventure books you read when you're in junior secondary school, primary school. So these ideas were swelling in our head that we needed to put something down. Mm-hmm. So reading comes now. If you want to be a writer, author, whatever, whether content writer, someone that writes something, you need to read. It's a prerequisite. I would just say it's a prerequisite. Mm-hmm. You need to read. So that's one struggle that people tell me about that. Okay, they are blank. Then another thing is some say that they have a writer's block. Mm. Fine, okay, they say they read and need, but there are sometimes they can't get things out.
Mm.
So of course, our bodies we are human, and when you put it too much under stress, if you don't rest, you don't have enough sleep, or you don't do exercise, you know, all those recreative stuff. So I tell them, just take time off. When you stress yourself too much, you don't take enough rest, you don't do self-care, definitely the stress will show up in different ways. So when you feel that you are just strung out or you are tired, just take the time and rest. Go, just be free. Don't put yourself under pressure. And what I usually do when I'm feeling that, so I just take time out. I love myself. I have fun. So what you can do, some people can do, is they do free writing. What do you call free writing? This is when you don't fix yourself to write a particular topic. Just write anything that comes to your mind, your thoughts, or what you're doing. You can even be writing about what you are doing as you're writing.
Yeah.
So anything that comes to mind, so that there's that creativity flow that flows into your mind. So when you do that, you will recover. It always happens. The idea maybe you've been thinking about, we just... So you can do that. So yeah, if you find yourself in that kind of struggle. Another thing that writers, like those that want to write their book, I know they look at the whole process. I had a client, how am I going to publish? It's too expensive to publish. I'm like, calm down, slow down. You don't even have a first draft yet.
Yeah.
So what are you going to publish? What are you going to edit? You're already running ahead of yourself, right? So they overwhelm themselves with this process. And it's human, actually, because we want to think about everything ahead. It bogs you down. Seriously, this client I told you about, she already had everything down, a poem, a poetry, everything, just to compile it. Do you get? Compile everything and let's edit. It's like, oh, publishing, how will it look like? How will it do this? So actually, fear of failure do bring that in some people. So you'll be looking at things you're not supposed to look at. So when I tell my client, I say, please, don't talk about publishing. Focus on writing everything. Put everything down first. Because you cannot move forward if you don't have anything down. Writing process is like, have something down, you can move forward to editing, to all those things. But if you don't have anything down, you can't move anywhere. So yeah, those are some of the struggles I can think about now. Yeah, that's someone that wants to write either a book or is a writer can face. Yes.
Interesting. Writing a book opens the door. But of course, just like every other thing, it comes with its own challenges. And I'm sure that anyone that is wondering or anyone that has been in this box of struggles, you finally have a way out. You can take mind off stress, rest, read a lot. I love the fact that you mentioned a lot of reading. You can't be a writer if you don't read. They are inseparable. So keep reading. But amazingly, is the fact that writing a book opens doors for you. It opens amazing doors. Finally, before we go, what are your recommendations? What has helped you in this journey? Are there communities that you belong to? Are there books that you've read that helped you in this journey of writing a book? Or are there people that you can recommend to listeners to follow, probably on Instagram, on Facebook? What has been the resources that has helped you that can help someone else?
Okay, thank you so much about this. I love sharing recommendations and communities. So first of all, communities, you look for your own like-minded people, whether they're an online, offline, call, whatever it is, if you're comfortable with, you can find them online. So for me, I belong to a lot of groups. Let me say the one I'm usually present. Okay, Open. So yeah. Open is an online publisher and entrepreneur. So that one, there is this challenge she does every year, November. Mm-hmm. So I participated in it last year. And it was amazing. Being able to continually bring out things, right? To write. Write anything you want to write and be proficient. You know, the more you do something, the better you get at it.
Yeah.
So that's one community I belong to. And I try as much as possible to join groups that will enhance my ability to. So Sourcebook also is John Obidi's group. Yeah, though I don't participate much, yeah. But you know, people are there that write stuff. So when you read them, you learn from them. Mm. Read. Learn. So those are some of the two communities. And you can belong to masterminds too. Mm-hmm. Paid masterminds. So what I find out is that when you pay for masterminds to be in a group, it helps you a lot because they will dish out a lot of stuff. For example, I'm in a paid mastermind, success, no, profitable SPA membership, and we have different kind of people there. Do you get? Yeah. Different coaches, chairs, different kind of entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
So you learn from them. That's another, yeah, community. Then books recommendation, there are loads of books. I'm a book junk. Plenty of books I've not read. I still keep buying, right? Because they're amazing way to get into the writer's mind and connect with them and yeah. learn things. So some of the books that have helped my writing is by this author, Rain All. I can send some links to you. So this emotional, you know, when you write fiction, even when you write creative nonfiction, you need to show rather than telling your readers. When you show, you let your reader experience things. Mm-hmm. But when you tell, you just tell blah, just blank like that. So yeah. This book helped me. There was particular vivid emotions. It shows you what you can write to describe the emotions. Instead of saying she's angry, you show by saying she banged her hand on the table and mm-hmm. pushed her chair backwards. Instead of saying she's annoyed, just like that, it's blah. Yeah. So yeah, that book helped me. Then there's another one too. That one too has to do with emotion too. I love it so much. It's like a community of writers. They write books, different books. So writers helping writers. Okay. They have all sort of books there. So you can check that. I use them. Then the people to recommend. Yeah, you just find your people.
Yeah.
Look online. That's what I usually do. Mm-hmm. I go online, like especially Facebook, type in, okay, writers, authors, just find the people. Then you connect with the one. What I love, right, for you not to get like stretch and be following almost everybody
yeah.
that you know online. Just get a particular mentor, someone. Even if you don't know the person, you learn from them, from their books, and from reading their posts and everything. So I have 2-3 people like that. Ejiri is one. So just find a way that you can find your own people that you can connect with and really get on a journey with. Yeah, I hope that helps.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Rahima. Thank you for such an amazing episode that we've had with you today. Thank you for being a part of the show too.
Thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed myself and have an amazing week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
How writing a book can lead to amazing opportunities. This has been the topic we've been looking at today. And we talked so much about all of the beautiful things that being an author helps you do. All of the amazing opportunities or the doors that open up to you when you become an author. This is amazing, guys. So if you are out there wondering, should I go this route? Should I do this? Should I write a book? I am here telling you right now that you definitely need to write a book. You should write a book. And if you have been, you know, going through the hurdles of trying to get a book out, don't stop. Join communities, connect with writers like you, connect with like minds, connect with people that speak the language you want to speak, the people that have gone ahead of you, the people that have done the things you want to do now. Connect with them. So connect with amazing communities. There is Online Publishers and Entrepreneurs Network Open. There is BEWA, Brilliant Entrepreneurs and Writers Academy. There is NICE, Network of Inspiring Creators and Entrepreneurs. That's my community. Then the link will be in the description of this episode. You can always join us. But the thing is, when you join a community, don't just be passive. Be active. If you want to be a writer, when you join a community like that, be active. Write. When you write, people criticize you, people comment, people will tell you how they feel about what you've written. It helps you grow. It helps you increase your ability to write more. The more you write, the more you get better at writing. So write every day. I always tell people, write every day. But don't just write it in your diary. Write it where people can see them. Write on Facebook. Write in those communities that you belong to. Write, 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 write. This has been Rooted and Robust Podcast. My name is Ozioma Anyoji. Till I come your way again next week with another exciting episode. Stay blessed. Keep being productive and God bless you. Bye-bye.
Inaendeshwa na AfriPods.